Congregation may be seated, and any of the children that are out there that want to come forward for a children's message, go ahead and come on down. Just like we used to do. Go ahead and, yep, actually you guys are in a great spot right there. Thanks for coming forward. I'm going to go right here. Usually we sit in the middle, but today we're going to sit right there. And you guys can go ahead and have a seat right there. You want to sit right there? It's been a long time since we've done this. Hey Andrew, how long has it been? It's been a long time, right? I know, I've missed it. Hi, Miles. Hi, Claire. Well, I have brought in a fan here. What do you think about that? When do we use a fan? We usually use it in the summertime, right? Go ahead and look up here. This is a fan. Do you see the fan? Yeah, so what do we use a fan for? Go ahead and sit down, Miles and Andrew. Sit down right here by your sister. There we go. It's been a while since we've done this. So, you use a fan to what? To kind of cool things down, right? And how does a fan cool us down? You don't know, Claire? It creates wind. Very good. Exactly. So I'm going to turn this thing on, and let's just see if this works here. Nice. Okay. It's working. Can you see the wind? Yes. You can see the wind? Andrew, can you see the wind?
No, there's wind here.
You can't see it either, right? Yeah, you can't see the wind.
Yeah, because it's wind here.
Yeah, it's clear. It's invisible, isn't it?
Yeah, even when you're outside, you can't see it.
You can't see it outside either. You're right. It's invisible outside, both inside and outside. Wow, amazing. Well, how can we tell this is working then? There's three things that we can tell this is working. What, Claire? How can you tell it's blowing wind? Very good. You look at the papers and you can kind of tell that they're flapping here. There's air coming. Very good. We can't see it, but we can see that something's happening here. How else can we tell that there's air coming? Drew?
That's going to wind fast and steady.
Yeah, something's happening. Yep.
Yeah, so the next day, that river right there, it's going to go higher like...
Yep, that's how we can tell. There's another... I want you to stand right here. Go ahead. Drew, stand right here. Miles and Drew. Can you feel that? Wow. You can't see it, but you can feel it, right?
That you're fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead and have a seat. And then is there, you know, can you hear anything?
I can't.
What do you hear? Do you hear that sound? Yeah. Wow, it's like a motor's going, right?
Yeah, like a motor.
All right, go ahead and have a seat, Miles and Drew. Okay, now today is a special day in the church year. The Holy Spirit came, and what was just read by Mr. Benson, you see, he was talking about the Holy Spirit coming. I'm going to turn this off for a second. And they didn't see the Holy Spirit, but guess what? They heard the Holy Spirit. Mr. Benson read there was a sound like a rushing wind, he said. And they saw divided tongues of fire above people. So they saw something was happening. And they felt power. They felt the power of the Holy Spirit. So guess what? Today I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is with you. You're not going to be able to see it. You can't see the Holy Spirit. But you can feel it. He's with you. God's presence is with you. You can hear the Holy Spirit because He speaks to our heart. And we can also look around us and see how the Holy Spirit works in the hearts and lives of all the other people around us. All right? So go with the Holy Spirit. Listen, feel His power, and see how He works in the lives of other people. Okay? Thanks for coming forward today. You guys did a great job. It's been a while. I look forward to more times this summer. All right, you can go back to your parents.